Thank you very much to the worship team.
预备我们的心,
that prepares our heart
在这里敬拜神,
to worship God.
今天我们要分享的, 这个题目,
I don't know what you think of today's sermon's title.
那么刚才我们读的经文, 其实不在我今天讲到的, 经文之内。
I'm actually not going to preach on the verse that we have just read.
那是一个序言。
It is a kind of a prelude.
那事实上, 我相信我们大部分的基督徒来到教会 都被所谓的新生命所吸引。
I think most of the Christians are attracted to this church because of the pattern of new life.
那透过 圣经的教导,
through the teaching of the scripture,
耶稣基督把这个新生命的机会带到世界上来。
Jesus Christ brought this opportunity for a new life into this world.
他在十字架上面成就了非常美妙的事。
On the cross, he has accomplished wondrous things.
那他并且, 钉在十字架上以后又升天了。
He was crucified and resurrected from death.
然后圣灵就差派到地上来。
Then the Holy Spirit was sent to earth.
那么圣灵来到世界上面, 在我们心里工作, 加强我们的力量, 使我们在新生命的操练上面有更具体的一个成果。
So the Spirit works in our hearts and do works in our hearts so that we can have a new life.
那很多的这个人都被这样的一个新生命，就像我很多年前被这样一个新的生命的一个信息震撼。
I believe many people have been shocked by this new life.
那么今天我们就来看一看，圣经里面教导每一位信徒的新生命应该是怎么样的一个新生命。
And let's take a look at the scripture today, how this new life should look like.
当我们读以弗所书的时候，以弗所书是非常丰富的一本书，大家都知道的。We
all know that Ephesians is a very rich book.
当我很深入去研究以弗所书的时候，我就发现，哇，这个里面有一件非常伟大的，伟大的一个伟大的信息。
When I studied the book of Ephesians, I found out that there is a very great message.
我这个好像没有 working 可以帮忙往下，OK。那么如果你读这个第一章第十节的时候，你就发现，哇，上帝，不但把新生命赐给我们，但透过这些新生命的操练，在世界上面有一个很重要很重要的目标。
When we read the chapter 1 verse 10, we learn that God not only gives us this new life, but there is an ultimate goal which is very great.
当我们有新生命的时候,
when we are given this new life, we learn the lesson of unity.
那么教会合一有什么意义呢?
And what is the significance of unity?
因为这个世界,这个宇宙就是不合一。
Because this universe is not in unity.
但是透过教会的合一, 神将来要使全宇宙在基督里和好的一个缩影。
But the unity of church actually prefigures the reconciliation of the entire universe with God in Christ.
当我思想这个深入, 我是觉得这真是一件非常伟大的事。
When I think about this, I found this very great.
很令人感佩的。
And I admire this a lot.
那为什么要透教会的合一是怎么达成的? 为什么新生命跟这有什么关系呢?
And how can the unity of church be achieved? And how is it related to the new life?
哎，这个那往下按一下，我这个不知是不是这样子按对的。 这没打开是不是？这个章。 哦，前面的是吗？啊、嗯，
是不是叫长按？
这找，对不起。哦、OK OK， 对不起对不起，不太熟悉。这边看一个信息，这边讲到新生命就是要从旧人的生活里面脱离出来。
From this verse, we can see that new life is to get rid of the new way of life.
刚才我们读那个二十节到四章二十节到二十四节，那么这个里面就提到新人有真理的仁义和圣洁。二十四节。
In the verses we have just read, especially in Ephesians 4:24, this new man.Created to be like God in true righteousness and holiness.
那么这些旧人，你我以前没有在基督里以前的那个旧人，通通要有新人的生活。
And now the old self, shall take path on a new life.
那么新生活还要做一个有一个目标。
And the new life also has a goal.
就是。要从我们原来的恶行成为美德，我们的恶行变成美德。
That is to turn our wicked deeds into virtues.
那这个恶行会怎么样呢？因为恶行会摧毁人类的和睦。
Because wicked behaviors can damage the harmony between human beings.
我相信我们都同意这一点。
I think we all agree this.
在一个团体当中，有一个人恶行恶状的时候，他跟别人的关系是非常不好。
In any social group, when there's a man acting wickedly, the interpersonal relationship must be bad.
如果这里面恶行恶状的人多了，那这个里面要和睦是非常不容易的。
When there are numerous wicked men in this group, it is very hard to achieve unity.
因为恶行会毁坏人际关系。
Because wicked behaviors will damage the interpersonal relations.
我相信我们都同意这一点。
I think we all agree in this.
因此会影响教会的合一。
Therefore, it can affect the unity of church.
所以新人很重要的一点，要把我们的恶行转化，转化成为美德。
So it is very important for the new self to transform the wicked deeds into virtues.
就会促进教会的合一。
So that it will promote the unity of church.
我们来读一下，恶行会毁坏人际关系。我们读一下。
恶行会毁坏人际关系。
哇，这个今天早上大家有吃早饭，我猜啊，没有喝咖啡，所以精神还不太够。我们再读一下，来，恶行会毁坏人际关系，我们都知道的，但是我们要常常记得这一点。
We are all aware of this, but we should always remind ourselves.
下面跟大家讲一个故事。
Then I will tell you a story.
在这里我要分享的就是说。我们其实从旧人变成新人，从恶行变成美德，这个中间呢，要管控的，这些品质要进行管控的。
So when we take the turn from the old self to the new self, from wicked deeds to virtuous deeds, there must be a quality control.
对的，陈弟兄的翻译我一直是非常佩服啊，你要不翻译一下？那么，我来讲一个故事给大家听。你们可以看到这张照片吗
？Let me tell you a story. Can you see this picture?
你这上面没有，因为我这是新加上去的啊。那么，可以看到这张是1973年的照片。
This picture was taken in 1973.
你知道我以前做了工程师，做了很多年了。
I worked as an engineer for many years.
我在做牧师之前大概有二三十年做工程师。
I worked for two or three decades before I became a pastor.
你要知道这张照片有一个我在上面。
You can see me on that picture.
我要不讲你可能认不出来，怎么今天变成这个样子
？You may not be able to recognize me.
那为什么要讲这故事呢？
So why I want to tell you the story?
我刚刚那个时候我研究所刚刚毕业，这是我研究所毕业以后第一个负责的工程项目。
After grad school, this actually was the first project that I participated in.
那个时候比较年轻啊，一进去我就负责品质 QA/QC。
I was very young and I was in charge of quality control.
是的。所以那么那个时候我们算乙方了，我们是 construction side， 我们是 contractor。那么我们那个时候拿了国际标啊，拿到国际标以后，我们就派了一些工程师啊，一些技术人员到沙巴，马来西亚啊，马来西亚的沙巴。你们知道沙巴在哪里吗？有的人不太知道。
So, our company.
你是沙巴来的吗？沙巴什么地方啊？三哪根呢？我就在三哪根工作了两年多哈。那第一年我是在 KK。
Our company has just won the project, so I worked in Sabah, Malaysia for 2 or 3 years.
那么甲方呢？港务局呢？有监工。
So there's a inspector. Super inspector sent by the Harbor Bureau.
那么这个你知道很多 inspector。有的人品格不是那么好。
But not all the inspectors are well behaved.
那么中间有一个 inspector 知道我是负责品管的。
One of the inspectors knew that I was in charge of quality control.
他就找我谈话。
So he had a talk with me.
他说这个我现在我有一个朋友啊。他现在呢是负责这个矿石，就是开矿石。
So one of my friends sells stones.
那么他这个叫 quarry 就是矿场啊，开矿的。
He owns a quarry.
那么他希望能把这个石头能卖到这个工地来啊，那个是很好赚的。
He hopes to sell his stones to the construction site.
那我们做港湾的这个码头啊，在码头的水泥量用的很大的。
We use a lot of cement to construct the
concrete.
啊，
那这个 concrete 为什么 cement 跟 concrete 有区别啊？从工程师角度来看有区别，因为 concrete 是中间的成分是 cement， 是水泥，还有大石头。还有小石头，还有沙，还有添加料 ，mix 起来以后打进去凝固了，那个叫 concrete。
So concrete is a mixture of cement, stone, sand, various ingredients.
See the difference?
Yes.
那么在海港里面用水泥、用 concrete 用的水泥是抗流性的水泥
，so the
fire resistant。
Yes,
so fire resistant.
So the concrete we use to construct the harbor is sulfate resistant.
对，那么这个水泥要比一般的所谓 Portland cement 要贵很多。
So this special concrete is much more expensive than normal cement.
那么在海水里面，你知道，如果你用普通水泥，那个海水里面有硫质。很容易就把水泥泡坏了，然后里面的钢筋就腐蚀了，然后这个寿命就完蛋了。
Because normal cement cannot resist to the erosion from the sulfate in the sea.
那，然后这个监工就说了，他说啊，如果你能肯买我这个朋友的矿石来打水泥的话，那么我可以容许你用。Portland cement 就一般的水泥。
So this inspector told me that if I allow the company to buy concrete from buy stones from his friend, he will allow us to build the harbor with just normal cement.
哇，我心里马上就起了一个警讯，我知道这个人要跟我做deal。
I immediately became alerted because I was aware he was offering a deal.
但是我不一定说会减少，但是我要看这石头能不能用，对不对？
So I must go to check if the stones are usable.
我说你的朋友先把石料拿过来，我们看一看。
So I just told him to let his friend send some samples of the stones.
后来这个石料一拿来，我一看是河川石，河川，你知道河川里面有 cobalt 啊，有这个石英石，白的、黑的那种圆石头。
So I see the stones he sell are just taken from the Thumra River, like limestone.
不是 limestone, 石英石就是那种白色的那种石头。那 anyway, 现就这种石头是不合格的。
They're below our standard of quality control.
对的，我们要的石头是 granite, 是花岗岩，是 sandstone。是硬的 sandstone, 或者是 limestone, 那个要硬质的。
So what do we required was actually very hard stones, like granite stones and limestone.
我就跟他讲说，先生对不起，我不一定要你让我的水泥从这个抗流的水泥变成 porous 水泥，但是你这石头我实在没办法用。
So I turned down his deal because I cannot use the stones he offered.
哇，他就很生气，很生气。
He was very mad at me.
每天就来找我麻烦。
And he made troubles for me every day.
我一定让你很惨。
He wanted to make me miserable.
那个时候我年轻啊，我说我是基督徒，我不能干这种事。
I was very young, and as a Christian, I could not accept his deal.
后来他天天吵我。
And every day he comes to make some trouble.
那个是火气比较大一点了。
And I was quite an impulsive man.
那个时候我有一天我就跟他讲，我说你再来吵，我就把你打在水泥里面。
So I just told him if you come to me more, I will just melt you into the cement.
哇，以后他就不见了。
And then he disappeared.
这是1973年，我1972年到沙巴去工作了3年。建这个港湾了。
So this happened in 1973.
2016年，师母跟我们又回到沙巴跟泰国。我们在东南亚5年，在泰国2年，在马来西亚3年了。那么又回去看看老朋友。
In 2016, my wife and I took a trip to visit our old friends in Southeast Asia.
然后我又到 KK 去看看，说我当初开始的码头。还在不在
？And I wanted to check out if the harbor I built up
still
exists.
当地的教会以前有一个年轻人，后来我们带他信耶稣，然后他又奉献做传道。他已经在那边做牧师做了很多年了，他就邀请我们去讲道。讲完道了，我就说你带我去看看那个码头还在不在。
So the local pastor who was an old friend of mine invited us to preach there and. And during the trip, I wanted to see if the harbor is still there.
那么找了半天找不到。
It was very hard to find.
因为 KK 已经变形了，他填了很多的地，以前海岸线呢，它通通延拓到外面去了。
Because the coastline has already been transformed.
那2016年是40多年以后的事。
So it was actually 40 years after.
这个牧师就说了，哎呦，这个可能。你以前那个码头已经不见了，那么我们最近又建了很多新码头。
And the pastor told me that probably the harbor you built no longer existed, but we have built up many new harbors.
我说找找看吧，找找看，找了半天，哎，找到了。
And finally we found it.
你看这个，找到了这个码头。
And I found this harbor.
后来我很高兴啊，我就想跑到码头里面去再看一看。
And I was very happy, so I wanted to get inside to see it.
但是那个港务局Port Authority 那个大门的守门员说不可以，你不能进去。
But the guard at the gate of Port Authority didn't let me in.
我就跟他讲，我说我以前是建造这个码头，我后来做 site manager 哈。我说我是建造这个码头的 这个工程师，我想看一看这码头现在怎么样。
So I told the guard that I was the engineer that built up this harbor, so I wanted to see now how it is.
他说什么时候？我说1973年。
I told her it was in 1973.
哇，40年以前我还没出生呢。
And the guard marveled that I was not even born.
后来他就说不管了，我带你去吧。本来不可以的，但是我让你进来。
So he guided me into the harbor.
他就带我到进了港务局，跑到4楼去看这个港。
So he guided me to the fourth level of the building at the port and to take a look at the harbor.
这就是我在这个上面照的相。
That is the picture I took.
那么这个码头呢？我看了，我觉得很高兴，跟当初基本上没什么两样。
I was very happy to see that the harbor was not greatly different.
那在左边的那个上面还有一个小的 small boat。一个小船的登陆的码头，那在旁边，你在那个，这个地方有一个小小的出来的一个小船的一个登陆码头。
So you can see where the small boat is. It used to be the passenger terminal.
就是 small boat terminal， 倒不一定是 passenger 啊。那么然后呢，我看到那个为什么呢？我当初我们码头完工的时候，他们在这边。打了一个用水泥打了一个 core， 打一个洞进去。
So they used to dig a core on the harbor.
然后把那个码头的那个地方的水泥拿出来一个圆圆，然后送到机器去压，看看有没有达到设计的标准。
So they took out the cement from the hole to test its strength.
后来我们 test 过了，那今天码头还，所以我对那个印象，我一看那个码头还在，我说哇，这个真的还可以。
So I was very glad that the harbor endured so many years.
我回想那个时候，我要不坚持，我不晓得在2016年我再去看这个码头的时候，如果为了省钱可以省很多钱，对不对？做施工的人有的时候良心昧着良心，到时候做完了几十年坏掉，很多理由都可以说的。但是今天这个码头的光景绝对就不是这个样子。
So if I didn't stick to my principles, this harbor could not be existing right now because there are many problems and corruptions in construction in the industry.
晚上啊，那个教会有好几个这个领袖就请我们吃晚饭。
So some church leaders at night invited us to dinner.
就问我。你们今天到哪里去了
？And asked us, where did we go that day?
我就跟他讲这个故事。
So I told them this story.
中有两三个人是在那边做 consulting 的。
So two or three of them worked for a consulting company.
那对 Port Authority 这些都很熟悉。
So they knew very well the staff of Port Authority.
他问我一个问题，那个监工是不是华人呢？
They asked me if that inspector was a Chinese.
Was unfortunately yes.
I said unfortunately yes.
当然我就不能再讲这种过去的故事制造困扰，但是我只是回想一个工程的建造品质管制是多么重要。
I just want to let you see that how important the quality control is.For construction.
我们马上就想到我们生命品质管控的方法是什么呢
And let us reflect what is our methods of quality control of our lives.
上帝给我们强的意志
God gave us a very strong determination.
圣经里面有非常好的教导
And there's very good teaching in the scripture.
我们有正确的信念
And with a very proper, with a correct faith.
这两个加在一起我们就要不断地来操练。
And we should exercise with these two important gifts.
当我们操练的时候，我们的生命就在被塑造当中。
When we exercise like this, we are letting our lives be shaped.
今天早上有姐妹跟我分享说我们的生命成圣的一些过程。
So this morning, one sister shared with me. The process of sanctification in her life.
是的，我们的生命塑造很重要。
It is very important to shape our new life.
我们今天来到教会里面， 不但有了新生命，而且在这个新生命的品质上面要不住的塑造。
So we not only attain this new life coming to this church, but also we keep exercising this life.
这里这张图说不定你以前看过。
Maybe you have seen this picture before.
一个旧人变成新人。
An old self is converted into a new self.
要转180度，要转就完全转的方向180度。
It is an U-turn.
要从黑暗转向光明。
So you must turn from the darkness to light.
从虚妄转向永生。
From vanity to eternal life.
这就是穿上新人。
That is to put on the new self.
那我今天要用这个四种的颜色，你可以看见旁边有四条线。
You can see four strings, and four colors.
要来代表圣经里面给期望我们有一个新人有四方面正面的人生。
Which represents four kinds of beliefs that will keep our lives positive.
这个180度很重要。
It is very important for this 180 degree rotation.
179没有达标。
179 degrees is not good enough.
有人只转90度。
But someone only turned 90 degree.
我们就是要彻头彻尾的回转。
We must make a radical turn.
180度。
180 degree.
大家说180度。你说什么叫180度？这就叫180度。
So what is 180 degree? That is.
那么下面我们来分享，逐步的来分享这四方面的正面的人生。第一个人生叫做真理的人生。
So the first aspect I want to talk about is the life of truth.
是真理的人生，我用白色的来代表。
The white color represents this aspect.
那么我们这边有几节经文，神的话语。今天我用的经文用了很多，那但是神的话语是很宝贵，我们还是把它读一读哈。
I used a lot of verses. I cited a lot of verses today, but it is the word of God is very precious. So let's read.
不管你用什么语言，我们一起来读一下。
Let's read in whichever language.
来，我们四章二十五到三十节，请。所以要弃绝谎言，个人与邻舍说实话，因为我们是互为肢体，生气却不要犯罪，不可含怒到日落，也不可给魔鬼留地步，污秽的言语一句不可出口，只要随时说造就人的好话，叫听见的人得益处，不要叫神的圣灵担忧，你们原是受了他的印记，等候得赎的日子来到。谢谢。
Thank you.
那么第一方面要什么？弃绝什么？弃绝谎言、生气、污秽的言语。我们读一下来。要弃绝谎言、生气、污秽的言语。
First of all, each of you must put off falsehood, anger, and unwholesome talk.
正面的说，我们来读：说实话，不要犯罪；说造就人的好话。
In other words, speak truth, do not sin, and only say what is helpful for building others up.
我。好多年，有好几年前，我跟大家分享一个题目，叫“神塑造领袖的六个阶段”。
A few years ago, I shared with many a message called "The Six Stages That God Trained a Leader."
那么六个阶段里面，中间最基本的功夫要做到的一点，就是要诚信。
So one essential stage among the six is integrity.
那么这个中间呢，谎言呢是很重要、很重要的一件事。
So lies is of great importance here.
要说实话，不要说谎话。
So、always tell the truth, do not lie.
圣经上对这个谎言的责备是很严厉的。
So the Bible rebukes very severely, about lies.
耶稣啊，对说谎言这件事是严格的斥责。
And even Jesus himself rebukes very severely the lies.
在新约里面同样用的原文字大概在新约里面有十次同样的字。
So the very same term lie appeared 10 times in the New Testament alone.
这个如果要互为肢体就要弃绝谎言。
If you want to keep unity in one body, you must put off falsehood.
要说实话。
You must always tell the truth.
那么耶稣怎么责备谎言呢？
And how does Jesus rebuke liars?
如果你记得约翰福音第八章四十四节，耶稣责备那一些法利赛人跟犹太人，说他们是很严格的说他们是撒谎的。
In John 8:44, Jesus said the Pharisees are liars.
那么你们在那个经文说，他们责备这些法利赛人跟犹太人领袖，说你们是出于你们的父魔鬼，你们父的私欲，你们偏要行。他从起初是杀人的，不守真理，因他心里没有真理，他说谎是出于自己，因他本来就是说谎的，也是说谎之人的父。
Jesus rebuked them, You belong to your father the devil, and you want to carry out your father's desire. He was a murderer from the beginning, not holding to the truth, for there is no truth in him. When he lies, he speaks his native language, for he is a liar and the father of lies.
在教会里要说谎话就着了道了。
If you lie in the church, you have fallen into the trap.
哎，这非常好的翻译，谢谢。那这个魔鬼他就是说谎之人的什么？请问他是说谎之人的什么？父，耶稣说的，这不是我说的。
Jesus taught very clearly here that the devil is the very father of all liars.
你不要说谎。
Do not lie.
当你说谎，当我说谎，我们说谎的时候，我们间接就被魔鬼拉住了。
When you and me lie, we're in certain way attained by the devil.
那根据我们不同的环境啊，有些环境你不说谎话，你根本就活不了，所以你就养成说谎话的习惯。
But because of our circumstances, sometimes we feel the pressure to tell lies.
那么这是怎么说谎言呢？这个争论性还蛮高的。
So there's a debate on this.
但是做基督徒一定要学习不说谎话。
But as a Christian, you must learn not to tell lies.
如果你看启示录里面，
If you look at Revelation,
我刚刚讲的十节里面有三节在启示录里面是用同样的字。
So three out of the 10 times the word lie was mentioned actually appeared in the book of Revelation.
在启示录里面三处都提到这样说谎话的人是不能进入圣城的。
So three times in Revelation, it was stated clearly that the liars cannot enter the New Jerusalem.
这是很严格、很严格的控诉。
You can see it's a very severe.
你已经走到将来的天家门口了，进不了城。你看到没有
？So the risk is you might be at the gate of the heavenly home, but you cannot enter.
请你记得，这是一件非常严肃的事，要学习。不说谎话。
Please keep in mind that this is very important. Do not lie.
你可以不说话。
You can keep silent.
你不要说谎话。
But do not tell lies.
我们很容易说谎话。
It is very easy for us to lie.
还美化谎言，这是白谎。
We sometimes say it's a white lie.
谎言没有什么颜色的。
But lies don't have colors.
通通是从魔鬼来的。
They're all from the devil.
我们大家说一下，不要说谎话。
Let's repeat. 不要说谎话。
个人跟邻居要说实在的话。
个人跟邻居要说实在的话。
谢谢你愿意回应，表示你很赞同这一点，那你就上了我的道了。
You're learning。
真理的圣灵这边还教导叫什么圣灵担忧的生活。
It is also taught that you should not live a life that grieves the Holy Spirit.
会破坏合一的行动和话语。
There are deeds and words that damage the unity.
对的，你那些破坏合一的行为跟话语，都是叫圣灵担忧的话。
So all your deeds and words that ruin the unity will grieve the Holy Spirit.
如果你读到第四章前面一点呢，要竭力保守什么？要竭力保守圣灵所赐合而为一的心。
If you look at the beginning of chapter 4 of Ephesians, you can see, read the verse that make every effort to keep the unity of the Spirit.
我们说谎话就让圣灵担忧了。
When we lie, we grieve the Holy Spirit.
还有好多东西让圣灵担忧的。
And there are many other things that might grieve the Spirit.
那么第二个方面，我们跟大家分享爱的人生。
And secondly, a life of love.
我们一起来读一下，请。
Let's read together. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every.
都当从你们中间除掉。并要以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕，正如神在基督里饶恕了你们一样。所以你们该效法神，好像蒙爱慈爱的儿女一样，也要凭爱心行事，正如基督爱我们，为我们舍了自己，当作馨香的供物和祭物献给神。谢谢。爱，你要爱之前要先除掉这一些心里面不好的东西。
Before you love, you should get rid of all these forms of malice.
你心里面有苦毒，有恼恨，有愤怒，有嚷闹，有毁谤，有怨毒，有偷窃，这些东西你就有了这些，你就没有让爱生长的空间。
When your heart is filled with bitterness, rage, anger, brawling, slander, malice, and stealing, you leave no place for the love to grow.
也许你应该想一想，我心里这些东西多吗？
Everyone should reflect if we are filled with these.
这些多的话，爱就少了。
When we are filled with these malice, there's little love.
如果我们很渴慕爱，我们渴慕爱人，也渴慕被爱，那我们这些东西都要除掉。
If we desire loving and being loved, we must get rid of all these.
圣经上说以什么？我们读一下下面这句话：以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。
Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other, just as Christ forgave you.
Yeah, 我不知道有没有跟你们讲过这个笑话。我看读这个恩慈相待彼此饶恕啊，我就想起一个非常有趣的故事。
When I read these verses, I recalled a very interesting story.
你知道我岳父是正统的北京人，他讲话也是讲北京土话。
My father-in-law is a native man from Beijing.
那他是北大化学系毕业的。
So he graduated from Peking University in chemistry.
那我的岳父母呢是山东人。
My mother-in-law is from Shandong.
他所以这个家庭里面呢，我们都可以说一点山东话。
So in this family, everyone can speak a little Shandong dialect.
那个时候呢，有一个年轻人从北京到山东。那个时候我岳母在山东，济南大学吧，济南大学读书。
So at that time there was a young man coming from Beijing to Jinan to study.
那我岳父呢在济南大学教书。
And my father-in-law was teaching in Jinan University.
那个时候已经是抗战了啊。
So it was already during the Sino-Japanese.
结果有一个年轻人来从北京来到济南大学，他们就介绍他到济南大学的里面的一个基督徒团契去。
So this young man from Beijing was introduced to the Christian Fellowship in 济南。
那么，后来去了以后呢，我岳父岳母啊就问这个年轻人说：“哎，你觉得这个团契怎么样啊？”
So after a while, my father and mother-in-law asked this young man, "How do you feel about our fellowship?"
他说：“哇，这个团契很好啊，这一切就这么有很温暖，很有爱。”
He replied that I feel very warm and loved here in this fellowship.
只是中间有一句话我不太懂。
But I don't understand one thing that you say.
他为什么说你的鼻子要像老鼠？
Why do they say that my nose is like a mouse?
我岳母一听到就大笑。
And my mother-in-law burst into laughter.
因为鼻子像老鼠，读的山东话就像鼻子像老鼠了。
Because it sounds like, because to forgive each other sounds like to have a mouth, to have a nose like rat in Shandong dialect.
所以我们要学习鼻子像老鼠。
So we should learn the lesson to forgive each other.
啊，这个笑话很有趣，我记了很多年了。这个每次讲读到这句话，都会想起这个笑话来。
So I keep this joke at heart to be reminded of forgiving.
前几天我们在整理老照片。
So a few days before we were just arranging our pictures.
我们就回想以前，我那个时候72年，我们到了沙巴。KK Kota Kinabalu 去的时候
I remember in 1972 we went to Sabah, Malaysia.
你知道沙巴那个 KK 附近有一个村叫山东村啊，你熟不熟
？There was a Shandong town near the city.
那么这个山东村里面呢，有一个人呢，在这个 KK 的 downtown 就开了一个面食馆。
So one person from Shandong opened a noodle restaurant in that town.
那师母跟我都喜欢出面食嘛。
So my wife and I both like noodles.
因为在那个时候，1972年 ，KK 没什么太多的这种山东食物啊，所以我们好不容易找到这一家了。
But back in 1972, it was very hard to find food from hometown.
我们一进去，那个里面黑黑的。然后每一个桌子上，有几个碟子，还有几个辣椒酱。
So it was a very small restaurant with very simple furniture and sauces.
那个时候年轻啊，20几岁，我一看这个辣椒酱黑黑的，我就说老板，他说什么事啊？我说你这辣椒酱好像有问题啊。
So I was in my 20s and I asked out the owner.To question him about the chili sauce.
他说：“俺的辣椒哪里有问题？那是你鼻子有问题。”
He said, "There's nothing wrong with my chili sauce. It's something wrong with your nose."
这很有趣啊！这被山东人是很直爽。我们中间不知道有没有山东人了哈。我在讲这。
Shandong are very straightforward. I thought it's very interesting.
我很欣赏这个山东的这个个性啊。
I very appreciate their honesty.
我们读一下这下面的一句，来以恩慈相待，存怜悯的心，彼此饶恕。你如果要加个相，就变成彼此像老鼠。
So be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other.
想一想，这个教会里面，如果能够在这样的一个情况之下，你喜不喜欢来？
If you this is a very forgiving church, are you willing to come?
彼此恩慈相待
Be kind and compassionate to one another.
我们有不同的意见
We might be different in many aspects.
但是这些不同的意见不能够抹杀我们彼此恩慈相待
But this will notwill not affect our attitude towards each other, which is kindness and compassion.
我们更需要鼻子像老鼠。
We should have a nose like a mouse.
那么下面就说，爱的人生里面要效法神，好像什么蒙慈爱的 儿女一样。
So in this life of love, we should be imitators of God, and therefore as dearly loved children.
所以在这里说，凭爱心行事，正如什么？基督爱我们，舍己。
Live a life of love, just as Christ loved us and gave Himself up.
所以这个圣经再次提醒我们，我们在教会很多年了。我1961年信耶稣来到教会，教会里面其实不容易的地方蛮多的。
So I have been Christian ever since 1961, and I know perfectly that it is very hard to keep unity in church.
那我们在教会里面就是要学习这些教导，过程有一个新生的样式。
And it is our duty to learn this lesson and have a pattern of new life in church.
下面是光明的人生。
And next, a life of light.
我用鹅黄色来代表光明的人生。
Represented by the color yellow.
因为这一段圣经很长，我因为时间关系，我只请大家读一段就可以了。
So because of time, let's read only one verse.
这个中间有黄颜色的字，请大家一起来读一下。
光明所结的果子，就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。
是的，光明所结的果子就是一切良善、公义、诚实，总要查验何为主所喜悦的事。这三件事就是主所喜悦的。
For the fruit of life consists in goodness, righteousness, and truth, and find out what pleases the Lord. Actually, these three qualities are pleasing to the Lord.
这一切总就是一切的善良、公义、诚实，都是主所喜悦的事。
Goodness, righteousness, and truth are all pleasing to the Lord.
所以我们要学习这三件事。这边有讲到光明的人生，我们。不相宜的话，连提都不可以。淫乱、污秽、贪婪、淫词、妄语和喜笑的话，这些话，如果你看研究圣经的背景，在当时的社会里面，这些话都是跟性有关系的笑话。
So the scripture teaches us that there must not be even a hint of.Words that are out of place, like sexual immorality, impurity, greed, obscenity, foolish talk, and coarse joking. And at that time, they're all jokes related to sex.
那么在教会里大概不会讲的话，在今天的社会里面，这种话是蛮多的。
So you may not dare to tell these jokes in church, but they're pretty common in the society.
总要说感谢的话。
Always give thanks.
来，我们说，总要说感谢的话。
总要说感谢的话。
所以那些话绝对不要出口。
And do not even mention those obscene words.
因为那些都是黑暗面的话。
Because they belong to the darkness.
是暗昧无益的话。
They are darkness and futility.
所以这些话就不要讲。
So do not even mention them.
那么下面还讲到淫乱的、污秽的、贪心的，是虚浮的。
And it also mentioned that sexual immorality, impurity, and greed are all empty words.
这些都是跟性有关系的。
They're all related to sex.
所以从古到今，这个性的腐败力量一直存在在社会当中。
So since ancient times, sex has been a corruptive power existing in our society.
有人说啊，你不要看，我今年七十五岁了。那人家说哇，75岁，这性的问题应该不是问题。
So some might say if you're in your 70s, the sex should no longer be an issue.
有人说 no， 不是这样的。
The fact is no.
每一个年龄层次的人对性的问题都要戒慎小心。
So people at every age should be very careful with sex.
不能大意。
And you should not be careless.
贪心的与拜偶像一样。
greedy person is an idolater.
在生命中占了重要的位置。
Idolatry means something takes holds an important place in your heart.
有的时候你就觉得哎呀贪婪或者贪心没什么太多关系。
Sometimes you might think being greedy is just normal.
你很难想象在这里讲到贪心是这么严重的，跟拜偶像一样。
But here it says, greed is actually a form of idolatry.
你知道，拜偶像是上帝最不喜欢的事情。
And idolatry is the sin that God hates the most.
你如果看十诫里面前三诫都跟这个有关系的。
So the first three of the Ten Commandments are all related to idolatry.
不可以拜偶像。
You cannot worship an idol.
我们从来没想到贪心跟拜偶像一样。
We rarely think that greed is related to idolatry.
那很多年前呢，我记得我们师母在家里读经啊，读到有一天，他就读到哥罗西书第三章五节，说：“哎呀，贪婪的就跟拜偶像一样。”
Many years ago, my wife and I were reading the scripture, and when we read Colossians 3:5, we realized that being greedy is a form of idolatry.
他突然体验到这个严重性。
So suddenly my wife realized the severeness of this issue.
小心不要贪婪贪心。
So do not be greedy.
在这里结光明的果子就是什么？我们一起读一下：结光明的果子就是良善、公义、诚实。
So to yield the fruit of light is to have goodness, righteousness, and truth.
我们最后一点，我们来看智慧的人生。
And the last aspect, a life of wisdom.
我用蓝色的来代表。
Represented by blue.
我们一起来读一下这一段经文。
Let's read the scriptures.
来，请你们要谨慎行事，不要像愚昧人，像智慧人，要爱惜光阴，因为现今的世代邪恶。不要做糊涂人，要明白主的旨意如何。不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要侍奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢神。智慧的人生要爱惜光阴。
A life of wisdom is to make the most of every opportunity.
现今的时代邪恶，容易让我们浪费光阴。
Because the days are evil and it is easy for us to waste our life.
不要做糊涂人。
Do not be foolish.
要明白主的旨意如何。
But understand what the Lord's will is.
反过来讲，如果你不明白主义的旨意如何的话，你可能就是一个糊涂人。
In other words, if you are not clear of what the Lord's will is, you are foolish.
不要醉酒。
Do not get drunk on wine.
要被什么？圣灵充满。
Instead, be filled with the Spirit.
有的人说，哇，圣灵充满就是像醉酒那样。
Someone might say, oh, being filled with the Spirit is a state
kind
of like being drunk.You're not yourself.
说话说的话，人家也听不懂的话。
You speak something that others don't understand.
这里说被圣灵充满，越被圣灵充满，越有尖锐的理性。这是我神学院老师跟我讲的。
This is what I learned in the seminary. That the more you're filled with the spirit, the more acute is your mind.
所以被圣灵充满不代表你理性糊涂了。
So being filled with the spirit doesn't blur your reason.
我们不反对说方言。
I'm not against speaking tongues.
那有的时候，有的说的话语，不但人家听不懂，他也搞不清楚了，糊里糊涂的，那个不叫被圣灵充满。
But sometimes if people say foolish stuff that no one can understand, it is not being filled with the Spirit.
要当用诗章、颂词、灵歌赞美主，彼此对说。口唱心和。
Speak to one another with psalms, hymns, and spiritual songs. Sing and make music in your heart to the Lord.
在哥罗西书第三章十六节这么讲。
In Colossians 3:16,
我们一起来读这一段经文。
Let's read the verse.
来，请当用各样的智慧，把基督的道理丰丰富富的存在心里，用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此教导，互相劝诫，心被恩感，歌颂神。时间的关系，不多讲了。
Because of time, I will not elaborate on this.
我们今天跟大家分享了真理的人生。
So I share with you a life of truth,
爱的人生
life of love,
光明的人生
life of light,
智慧的人生
and the life of wisdom.
这个在乎你我的抉择。
It is up to our own determination.
上帝把话告诉我们。
God gave us His word.
选择在我们自己。
And it is us. It is up to us to make the decision.
你如果要走这四种正面的人生
，If you follow these four positive lives,
你要弃绝那些葡萄主喜欢的恶行。
You must put off those wickedness that are not pleasing to the Lord.
那个我请招待弟兄姐妹能不能？每个人分一张白的纸条。
So I just asked the ushers to hand out a white sheet.
你有没有笔呢？
If you have a pen or pencil.
每个人一张。你想一想。
Let's all reflect.
你身上有没有需要弃绝的这些东西
？What are the things that you need to put off?
你把它写下来。
Write it down.
你不要写名字。
Do not write down your name.
你如果不介意，我这里有一个盒子，我希望你能够把你写下来的弃绝在这个箱子里面，我放在这个前面。你到前面来，把你
if you do not mind
想弃绝的东西丢在这个里面。
Cast what you want to put off into this box.
我们大家可以安静一段时间。
Let's quiet our hearts for a while.
今天的话，上帝的话放在你面前。如果你想要过一个正面的人生，那一些黑暗的、无意的那些事情，你需要弃绝。那你在这里，你把它写上来，你跟上帝做个祷告。你不要写名字，你就说：“上帝啊，我真的要把这些黑暗的面从我人生当中踢出去。我渴慕那个正面的。”好的人生，如果你写好了，就请你到前面来，把它丢在这个纸箱子、这个弃绝箱里面。
So this can be a prayer that these things are not pleasing to the Lord, and you are determined to put it off. So you can come to the front and cast it into the box.
那最后我给你为你们做祷告。
And we pray in the end.
那你如果写好，你可以现在就可以走到前面来丢了。不要怕，不要怕。
Do not be afraid.
这是你坐在上帝的面前。主耶稣，我们的内在心里只有你知道。
Jesus, you are the one that examines our hearts.
求你来帮助我们。
May you be our help.
让这些弟兄姐妹把这些愿意弃绝的东西，主啊，真的是让从我们的心里面清除掉。
Help this congregation to get rid of all these unclean stuff.
在我们成圣的路程当中，能够走一个正面的四种人生。
On our way of sanctification, we can live out those four kinds of active, positive lives.
让我们走真理的人生。
We follow the life of truth.
爱的人生。
Life of love.
那个光明的人生。
Life of light.
还有那个智慧的人生
life of wisdom.
这是多么好的福音
How great is this gospel?
当今天每个人站在你面前的时候有这个弃绝的心的时候主啊就把力量赐给我们
When we stand before you today please give us the strength to put off all these wickedness
那个复活的大能
May your resurrecting power
还有圣灵的工作
and the work of Holy Spirit
在我们生命里面继续做工
working in our lives
感谢祷告奉耶稣基督的圣名
Thank you and pray in the name of Jesus Christ
Amen 请坐